Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, Paul commanded the Ephesians to be filled with the Spirit in chapter 5, verse 18. John, this verse has generated some confusion. What exactly does it mean to be filled with the Spirit? And what does it not mean?
Well, the best way to understand that phrase, be filled with the Holy Spirit, is to understand it in the context in which it exists in Ephesians 5. And the context is this: be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. So what are we talking about? We're talking about some internal power that controls behavior. Now, if you're drunk, you're under the control of alcohol. It alters your behavior. It affects your thinking. It affects your speech. If you're under the control of alcohol, it manifests itself in the way it controls you. Now, pagan religions were given to this. They would literally become drunk, thinking that in that inebriated condition, they could commune with the gods. So the Apostle Paul says, look, you need to be under an internal control, not alcohol, the Holy Spirit. And how does the Holy Spirit control? Comparing Colossians 3, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. When your thinking, your mind is dominated by divine truth, that truth is what the Holy Spirit uses to control you. And as the Spirit of God applies the truth in your mind, it shows up in the way you act, in the way you talk, and of course, first of all, in the way you think. You want to be manifestly under the control of the Spirit, who is filling you and revealing Himself through you.
All right, thanks, John. This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you have a question for Dr. MacArthur, visit us at MacArthurCommentaries.com.